the brilliance of content of character, or live so sturdily as to put to rout all that is not life. There is a million ways to live a life, but there are fundamentals that cannot be altered. Miss Rand would encourage us to always evaluate, always judge, always think, and keep a check on all our premises. Mr. Sagan would remind us that we are born of stars, that we are made of stardust, that we live by a third generation star. The two other ones that came before us exploded. And Mr. Galman would say that we have emerged from chaos and fundamental principles of physics and chemistry. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. beautifully crowned the words, content of character. And Mr. Thoreau does not mince words, stating that we do not want to find out, come our final days, that we have never really lived at all. These are true leaders from our past. Humanity, in its lack of education, rarely gets things right for long. Somehow, in all the complexity of the universe, it must be left up to you and your generation to determine the urgency with which you should repair education. That is to say, make it effective for a change. You will see, eventually, that our brilliant ideas may shine, but they always corrode and fade away, like flowers. This is why I say that there is a million ways to live, but we have great responsibilities. One of which is brilliance. You are charged with kindling fire to put all the fools to shame. Brilliant ideas, yours or otherwise, must grow and spread, and in turn help to light other ideas well into future generations, so that the brilliance of your generation and those that are yet to follow can overwhelm the natural tendency for good things to fade. Likewise, it is not enough to just read and listen to your 10,000 books. You have to keep all those flames within alive and brightly lit. You need not look farther than the previous generation. Get a journal, a proper typewriter, and a vintage cassette recorder, and make sure that the generation that is to follow will find all the meaning that they need in your work, so that they too can rise to the highest of shoulders of the previous generation and become giants in their own right.